Hi, welcome to the first episode of the whimsical world of, oh my god, I already messed up. It's a word, whimsical imaginations, not whimsical worlds.
Whimsical imagination of Caitlin and Jenny.
Jenny and Caitlin.
Caitlin and Jenny.
Agree to disagree.
Anyways, alphabetical order.
But my name is so much shorter. It just sounds like Caitlin, Jenny. Anyways. So, we are two random nerds who just love to talk about all things weird. And I think that this would be an interesting thing for other people to listen to who share the same kind of non-popular interests.
Yeah, because I am an unpopular nerd.
Me too. I feel like our knowledges and our interests are also so vast and so different, yet so similar on the same path too, where I like a lot more of the pop culture-y things, such as movies and like books that are more fantasy and less historical in a sense of actually recording like myths and legends to a T. I'll be like, no, vampires do sparkle. Sometimes. No,
they have one tooth, Kay.
They have just, like,
one large, like clawed tooth.
Okay. So, my big thing is I say pop culture, but it's very specific. Very niche. It's a very niche part. I like magic.
Me too.
And I love unicorns.
Me too.
And I love mermaids.
Mm-hmm.
And I love selkies,
mm-hmm.
which are probably my favorite mythical creature ever.
Have you seen Song of the Sea?
Yes, you made me watch it.
Oh,
with
yeah,
you.
That's right.
When I spent the night, you're like, we're watching this! And The Last Unicorn. And I was like, no complaints, we're fine.
That's yeah, cool. No, that's...
And I think we both share a pretty equal love for dragons, although that's where we kind of divert. And I think that's where it's going to be great when we ever get to that.
You love my dragons.
I know. Well, dragons are such a... The mythology of them, and along with a lot of these creatures and things we'll eventually talk about, the different... Oh my god, there's a hair on the mic.
Of course, it's probably my hair. I said worse than my dog's, so...
Just, like, distracting me. I'm like, there's a hair on the mic. So I think with the same thing with a lot of these myths and legends we'll eventually talk about in different episodes, the mythology and the cultural differences, depending on which region you're taking the myth from, is... pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look at, you know, Japanese and Chinese dragons are completely, you know, they're basically gods and, you know, they come with luck and the mm-hmm. river spirits and, you know, all that stuff. And then you take it to the north. Okay, so we're already getting off track.
My niche, I would say, is magic. And the more pleasant of the creatures... While I do like dark and macabre, I do find that I tend to be on the lighter side, like selkies who come to the seaside to find love. And, you know, then there's the sirens and mermaids and they like the, you know, it's all love. I think that's basically what draws me in is anything that has
unless
that. Unless the mermaids drown you. But there's still that lore of the difference between mermaids and sirens, which is a whole other thing itself.
Yes.
But I'm also probably the largest Harry Potter fanatic. So I try not to let J.K. Rowling's depiction of creatures fog my brain. But there will be a lot of references in at least every episode. I'm guaranteeing I can pop one out. It happens. I mean, when you like something that much, it's embedded in your brain. Kind of like office quotes. They just pop out.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Exactly.
I am... the more historical, like, I like to know where myths, legends, creatures come from. Like, where did they get that? Where did the stories come from? And so I tend to go down a lot of rabbit holes and looking at the similarities between, like, you know, the Celtic gods with the Greek and the Roman. They're all pretty much almost the same, just different names. And slightly different titles and, you know, that kind of stuff. But they're all pretty similar. And I like the knowing the where and the how and the why behind stuff. So I tend to look more at the historical. And then I like knowing the historical. So when I do read fiction novels and books, I can either say, that's stupid. That's not how it works. Or I can go, oh, yeah, I love this twist.
But she's more the realistic one. And I'm more of the, I just like it to be fun and filled with love.
Yeah, but finding the real stories is my fun.
Right. And I think I just live in more of an imaginative space where I don't like to really follow other people's rules. I'm up for interpretations, and I think that's the biggest thing.
But I like interpretations too, though. I like well done interpretations. Sometimes it's like, wow, that is so wrong.
And that's where we disagree.
But that's where the myths and the legends come from. And that's you're allowed to do whatever you want with them.
Right. And that's how you get all these different variations of things that kind of create, you know, all these big stories. Mm-hmm. And another thing that always fascinates me is when you're watching something and you realize that they have a mythological kind of Easter egg in there. And you're just like, wait, no one else is going to get this reference.
Yep.
Like, we'll talk about it, but Donnie Darko.
Yeah, the puka. Yeah. I know. Like, that's a bad puka.
It is a bad puka.
He didn't like Donnie Darko.
No, he didn't.
But then you have Harvey.
Right.
With Jimmy Stewart from the 40s. Oh, I love that.
Right? Okay, so no one else is going to realize what that creature is. They just think Donnie's losing his mind.
No, it's a puka.
Exactly. But they don't explain that at all. Mm-hmm. So unless you know what a puka is, you're just going to think that he's lost his mind and he's just hallucinating the entire time. But that's...
Because pukas they do have an evil side.
Well, yeah.
You know, just like all, mm-hmm. you know, they have the flip fun kind of, you know, like what Harvey's...
You're right.
You know, puka. And then you have Donnie Darko's puka. Which actually does fall into the creatures, because they will kill you.
Yeah.
They'll mess with you and then kill you.
I know. It's insane. And the first time I realized, I think the first time I ever read about pukas, I was like 14. No, I had to be an older, maybe I was like 16, 18. I was reading through it and I'm like, wow, this sounds like that rabbit from Donnie Darko. But again, I would never have known that that's what that is unless I had actually gone and looked it up because I was a weirdo and wanted to see. So I feel like that's cool. A little bit more about us. Personally, we are two friends who are from a small town. So there's nothing really more for us to do than read and be nerds.
And talk about nerdy stuff.
Nerdy things.
We've been wanting to do this for a while. Like we were even thinking of doing like the videos and all that stuff. And then it's like, I don't want to be on video.
Well, yeah, like today
I have just, a face for radio.
Like I just threw on some eyebrows because without eyebrows,
you look like an alien.
I spent the night at her house once when we first became friends and I woke up with no eyebrows and she literally told me, you need to put eyebrows on. I can't. You look terrifying. So when you're super pasty pale, you just gotta make sure you draw those eyebrows.
With blonde hair.
And the funny thing is that I hadn't like, I have eyebrow hair. They're just translucent. You can't see it.
I'm the opposite. I'm dark. But still white.
But still white. We were both moms, so there's also that I think might help or come into our opinions a lot. Because I know being a new mom, my son's almost two, I find that I look at things differently from a mom's perspective. But I still remember how I felt about things before I became a mom mm-hmm. and a wife. So I think that's an interesting perspective also to have that motherly instincts in there too.
I can't watch anything with or read anything that has to do with kids anymore.
Okay, so...
It used to not bother me. Now I can't.
You're reading The Witcher right now, right?
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Because I had never read the book or played the game.
I'm already past the show.
Oh, so you watched the... Okay, so
I haven't watched the show. I'm not going to watch the show until I'm done reading the books. That's how I work. I don't mind different mediums, but I want to have my own basis of what characters look like, how, you know, even though Henry Cavill is like the perfect Witcher. He's like perfect.
He's perfect. I mean,
that's just
he's Superman for God's sake.
Oh, he looks better as
he looks so much better Geralt. As Geralt. Yeah. Is it Geralt or Geralt?
I pronounce it Geralt in my head. But again, see that's the thing is that
I'm terrible at pronunciations. I'll literally skip and like if I'm full on reading and there's a name I can't pronounce or something, I just full on skip it and pretend it doesn't exist.
I make like a nickname in my head.
Yes. So like. Like, if I can't pronounce, like, Charlie Anderoso or, you know, something ridiculous, I'll just go, oh, that's Chuck. So every time I see Charlie Anderoso, Chuck.
Yeah.
I tend to watch movies and read or watch TV shows based off of books before I read the books.
Mm-mm. I'm the opposite.
And then I like to put in the pieces. But I also have a lot easier time than most people I've noticed when it comes to separating a film adaptation from the actual book.
Yeah.
I have, like with Harry Potter, for instance. the books are so detailed. She goes into a lot of detail. And then the movies, they literally cut out a lot of plots. And
well, they have to.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Lord of the Rings. I don't even like, I don't even like Peter Jackson's version, but that's just my own thing. But yeah, I mean, he had to. There was no, and
right.
Like, and some things don't translate mediums.
Right.
Like, look at Ender's Game. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
I have not. I need to.
Okay, don't. Just read the book. Because the movie, I mean, the book is, there's a lot of inner monologue type stuff that Ender, you know, goes through. Mm-hmm. And you miss a lot of the little hints of things that are going on that he doesn't know about. But you as the reader don't really know about either. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's, and a lot of the visuals just don't translate well. So the movie was super boring. Just boring.
Well, because you got to try to pack in so much visual information if that's the case. That's the
problem. But then that inner monologue is missing.
See, and that's what I hate, is if the book is first person in a sense where you're in that person's head, I don't have a problem with a movie being voiced over inner, like, thoughts. A movie who was done.
That's probably what they should have done with the host.
Right. Yes, they should have. I don't like that at all. But I have a whole issue with the book to begin with. But a movie that was done terribly, but I love it, is Odd Thomas. Ugh. It was done terribly, but this is where I can differentiate between the film adaptation being its own thing and then the book series that it's based on.
Oh, yeah,
off
no,
of.
It's completely so different because the
movie itself
was goofy,
yeah,
and campy.
If you don't know the story, the movie itself, or if you can do what I do and kind of separate the two, the movie itself, I'll watch it over and over again. I love it. I think it's great to watch with my kid because it's not too scary either. But I love how they did his inner monologue.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot that you need to know. I don't mind that. I don't know why they don't do that more in films.
No, I don't know either.
Because it would, there'd be a lot less, like, awkward silences and just, like, lusty stares. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Where they're just like, and there's just, like, eyeballs, 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 eyeballs. It just,
and then the camera's spinning around them.
And you're just trying to figure out, like,
you know, like, there's always, like, that scene where they're,
yes,
like, you know, they're looking at each other and the camera's just going around.
And it's just, like, zoned in on their eyeballs. Caitlin's son just opened the door. He's what, four?
He's six.
Six. He opened the door, literally moved his eyeballs back and forth from us to the computer, back and forth, and then threw his hand on his face and then walked out.
He knows we're nerds
that's
already.
So, oh, he's we're already too. Being judged.
I know. My son's a weeb. I have a six-year-old weeb.
That's okay. I have an almost two-year-old dweeb.
You should put on Fairy Tale for him. He'd probably really like that.
You keep telling me about that.
You love it.
And
there's
I haven't watched
magic.
It.
Magic.
I know.
And it's just, it, no. You
So, okay. Will. Another thing about me. I'm a bad nerd. I don't like anime.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And
I like anime. I'm actually a voice actress.
Yes, she is. So that's the other thing. I thought we were supposed to, like, record, like, time ourselves for each episode, but I feel like this intro for us should just be us talking. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I like that. That's great.
Because then people can get to, first off, you know our you can know our voices and who's saying
right.
who, and then, you know, just get to know us a little bit more and know that this is totally informal and not some, like, snobby, back when the Romans were trying to take over Gaul, the Gauls decided to flee and go to Ireland.
Oh, no!
Where they met the Tuatha De Danann, which means the people of Danu, or Dana, or Anna, or Anu.
I'm already bored. I also can't pronunciate anything, so a lot of the names of, like, gods and places, especially in Celtic, yeah, there's gonna be a lot I can't pronounce, so when we get to,
which
like,
one?
The Pantheon.
Girls are nerds.
Okay, is it Abarta? Abarta? Abhartak? A heart attack?
I know that BH pronounces differently. It's Avarta.
So it's a V sound.
Yeah.
Avarta.
Yeah, so BH is...
So Bav, and then...
Briad.
Briad. I can say Turnadog. Turnadog. Turnadog.
And Maka.
And, Maka. And then is it Dagula? Like, just how it's pronounced?
No.
Dagla.
Hold on. I don't want to sound like an idiot, so I am looking this up real quick. Yeah, I think it's Daga, I think.
Daga? Because I don't want to mispronounce anything.
Yeah, because Daga is part of the Tuatha De Danann.
Right.
Which
I say right, and I'm like, I sure.
So Tuatha De Danann is basically just what the pantheon is called.
Okay.
And, you know, Lu, who is the warrior god, mm-hmm. you know, because Dagda is the... or Daga or whatever, is the, you know, god of Samhain and, you know, the harvest and all that stuff. So Lu is actually not part of the Tuatha De.
Okay.
He's more like a Hercules.
Okay, so he's kind of like a demigod?
Yeah, his grandfather, I think, is the brother of Daga or something like okay. that.
Anyways, we'll get to that when I get to that.
Gotta love Gaelic language.
Beautiful.
Especially being American and not knowing. Because I know that the she, mm-hmm. the S-I-D. D-H-E, mm-hmm. that's pronounced she.
Right. Well, we had, when I worked at Starbucks, we had a
Siobhan.
Siobhan. I love Siobhan.
I love that name.
And I love it.
I love the name Aoife.
I was watching people spell Siobhan over 8 years was hilarious. And she's so sweet about it. It's just like, once you know how it's spelled, you're just like, oh God, idiots.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of The Whimsical Imaginations of Jenny and Caitlin. Connect with us on Twitter at Jenny and Caitlin and on Instagram at Whimsical Imaginations. We'll be posting some sneak peeks, behind the scenes, and maybe just some bit of random information about our favorite myths, legends, and folklore with you. We'd love to hear from you as well. Tell us what your favorite part of this episode was and what you'd like to see from us next. Next week on the Whimsical Imaginations of Jenny and Caitlin, we're going to talk about our favorite Irish mythological creatures. Go ahead and like and subscribe to our podcast on Anchor, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Public. It really helps out and it ensures that you never miss out on an episode of The Whimsical Imaginations. Hope to see you nerds soon! The Whimsical Imaginations of Jenny and Caitlin are produced, written, edited, and hosted by Jenny Thompson and Caitlin Roberts. All opinions expressed in this episode are solely of the host's own opinions and do not reflect upon any and all sources mentioned.